She Did It Her Way podcast, episode 253, 6 ways to enhance your morning routine with me hanging out on today's episode.
Hello and welcome to She Did It Her Way, a podcast dedicated to helping you launch a business that allows you the freedom to create from anywhere, design your own schedule in a way that supports you, and pursue what it is that lights you up. I'm Amanda Boleyn, your host, and it is time to do it your way.
Welcome to the show, you guys. Today's podcast is sponsored by one of my favorite bookkeeping systems, and that is FreshBooks. FreshBooks is the perfect accounting software for small businesses, especially when you are first starting out and maybe accounting isn't your thing. It certainly wasn't mine, and I even studied finance and accounting. FreshBooks user interface, you guys, is ridiculously easy to use, from being able to track your expenses, creating and submitting invoices, and collecting payments, all of which are extremely important in the early stages of your business, into knowing your numbers. Also, one of my favorite features about FreshBooks is their time tracking feature, whether you are tracking your own time or your team is tracking their time, especially if you use contractors, because that comes in quite handy. And their customer support team is absolutely amazing and extremely helpful and easy to access. FreshBooks is giving you a 30-day free trial, and test it out to see if you love it as much as I do by heading to FreshBooks, www.freshbooks.com/she, and then be sure to mention She Did It Her Way in the How Did You Hear About Us box. In today's episode, I am sharing the 6 ways to enhance your morning routine. This is something that I am 100% bought in, that having some sort of morning routine, and it doesn't have to be an hour long, 30 minutes long, it can even be just 5 minutes, is extremely important in priming for peak performance throughout our day. I would definitely say and encourage, even beyond just the morning routine portion, to take a look and inventory of what does your evening routine look like. Do you have some sort of ritual that you do that helps you wind down in order to get into a solid sleep state? And again, this is different for everyone. We all have different priorities and demands of our lives pulling at us. But the basis of today is really talking about figuring out what is that morning routine that works for you, and 6 different ways that you can easily enhance that morning routine. The first simple and easy way to enhance your morning routine is by drinking more water. So in the beginning, when I actually didn't realize how much water I wasn't drinking. I more so looked at it as an afterthought and kind of just kept saying to myself, yeah, I'll get to it. But I started noticing that I would get extremely fatigued and my energy levels would drop and I would just get super, super tired, which also, between that, drinking coffee, and then doing cardio workouts, my body was depleting itself. And I can even still tell days where I don't drink enough water and I did a really intense workout, I wake up the next morning, my body is so exhausted. And so I always have to drink more water than I actually think that I need to, or that I am drinking more water. And one of the ways that really helped me start making this a routine was, initially I'd put a glass of water by my bed, but one time I knocked it over and I was like, okay, that's enough of that. We're not doing it. But I just have made it to where the first thing I do when I get up is I get out of bed and I go over to the sink, grab a glass, and just fill it up and chug it. I mean, it's a pretty big glass, so I only chug one of them, but I would recommend chugging maybe 2 glasses, because what you want to do is flush out all the toxins. And by hydrating yourself, it can make you have clearer skin, you can sleep better, you have more energy. And also, one thing is that even mild dehydration, which is a fluid loss of 1 to 3%, can actually impair energy levels and mood and lead to major reductions in memory and brain performance, which again is why it's so important to stay hydrated. And even when we get the trigger that we're thirsty, that is a sign of dehydration. So a couple of recommendations is maybe set your phone timer every 2 hours to remind yourself to drink water. You can also associate drinking water every time you do something different. So getting out of bed, getting to your office, getting to the gym, eating lunch, different ways that you can associate and remind yourself to constantly drink more water. The other one is you can invest in a smart water bottle that signals you when to dehydrate. My sister-in-law has one of these. And I think it's actually called Hydrate. We got it for her birthday. But it syncs with your app. and it communicates with your water bottle. And the other really cool piece of it is based on your location, it knows the humidity level. And so therefore it will either, it could increase how much water you actually need. So normally in a different part of the region of the country, you might only need, let's say, 80 ounces, but then you travel and you go somewhere where it'll then tell you that you need to drink 96 ounces, which is really cool that it's a smart water bottle. So if that might be something that helps you to drink more water and to feel better overall. So drinking water first thing in the morning is one of the first simple and easy ways to enhance your routine. The second is by practicing gratitude. If you guys follow me on Instagram at the She Did It Her Way handle or my personal handle, Amanda Boleyn, you will see very often that I post about the 5-minute journal, which is this amazing, simple, and easy journal to use. It has, so in the morning when you open up the page, there's a nice quote or maybe a task for you to do. Today's quote is, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts." And that is by Marcus Aurelius. And you write down 3 things that you're grateful for, 3 things that would make today great. And then you have a section for daily affirmations. So it's I am dot, dot, dot. You fill in the blanks. And then right before you go to bed, you can write down 3 amazing things that happened today. And then the question is, how could I have made today even better? So it's this really beautiful way to, again, prime your brain, because the thoughts are so important. And, you know, it's definitely like if we're stressed out or we've got a lot going on, you can notice and start observing your thoughts, where when you wake up in the morning, sometimes you're just immediately consumed by all these different thoughts and thoughts that maybe don't necessarily make you feel good. And that's a whole other podcast, solo cast episode about thoughts that feel good and being in vibrational alignment. But really, this journal has helped me get in a routine to constantly be grateful for what I do have and move me away from any sort of comparison trap or thinking about, okay, well, I could be further along, or any thought that doesn't make me feel good. Because in a place of gratitude, the comparison cannot exist. If we are fully dedicated to being grateful 100%, then nothing else can exist in that experience. Being grateful can help improve your physical health, your psychological health. It enhances empathy and can reduce aggression as well. It can help you sleep better and it improves your self-esteem. And you definitely don't need the 5-minute journal to practice doing what it has in there. You can just get a simple journal and jot it down, but it's definitely worth investing 5 minutes, I believe, every morning to prime yourself into a grateful vibration so that you can carry that with you throughout the day. And not just at the beginning of the day, but like I said, throughout the day, especially if we find ourselves in this feeling state where maybe we're jealous or we've got not so great thoughts coming through our mind, to always go back to the part on gratitude. The third one, way to enhance your morning routine, again, these don't have to be super long. They can just be, even 5 minutes, again, is better than 0 minutes. This one, the third one, is something that I have recently started doing as part of my also informal 30 days of chill. If you've been following on Instagram, I needed a way to gamify myself to get back into a consistent routine around meditation. I used to do it all the time, every single day, and then I got out of it, and I'm going to do it a solo cast on my experience with it, things that happen, the benefits that came from it, and how you can also get yourself into a meditation routine, because especially in the beginning, it can be a little overwhelming. So I'm doing a solo cast on that one as well. And so this third one is the visualization practice. And I remember reading books and people talking about, okay, well, I visualized what my day was going to look like. And, you know, for a while I played the ego card and I was like, yeah, well, okay, that's cool, but I don't have time. And you guys, I am 100, you have to, like, again, I don't like telling people that they should or that they need to or they have to do something, but I definitely believe it is and completely worth your time to spend 5 minutes every morning in a state of relaxation. Take a couple breaths, let your tension go, close your eyes, find a quiet spot. And you can do this either, again, in the morning, but all this stuff can apply during night as well. But start imagining your environment where you're at and start imagining and seeing yourself, what are you going to do, and start playing out what you want your day to look like. How are you going to feel? What's going to come through? What are some of the expectations that you have, but not necessarily like, oh, if they don't happen, I'm going to be upset about it. But imagine yourself having a very free flowing day. You can do this in third person where you actually see yourself doing it. And then you can also practice in first person view where you are actually that person. And then what you can do, you can wrap it all up by having it slowly fade out. But again, even taking 5 minutes and getting into a routine of visually practicing, which I do believe this plays into energy and emotional alignment. I've been talking a lot more about Abraham Hicks, and she, I'm going to talk about her in just a moment as well. But all of that to bring into our experience throughout the day and really setting that intention from the beginning of the day to help have it carry us through throughout the entire day as well. And this is really great where if you do get to part of your day where you're like, this is not going to what I want. This is not, my day is not going as the way that I plan. Take a moment, take a breath, close your eyes, and imagine what you expected to happen, and pull yourself, bring yourself back into this really grounded state. I know Brendon Burchard talks about release tension and set intention. So you're constantly, as you move throughout your day, you're releasing the tension, and then you set the next intention so you're not carrying that energy from one task to another. When you do the visualization exercise along with meditation, you are exercising the muscles in your brain. And I'm not claiming to be a scientist or doctor by any way, shape, or form. These are just things that I'm pulling from previous articles and things that I've read when I initially started doing them, because I was super curious and I'm like, yeah, okay, but what's a science and how does this work? And so it's like a workout for the brain when you do that, and you build that momentum to make it a habit over time. The fourth one is listen to YouTube videos and take notes, or listen to it in the background. In the morning, I typically will go to YouTube on my iPad and I'll type in Abraham Hicks, which she has a lot of YouTube videos that have been broken down into 10 to 15 minute chunks. There are videos that are much longer than that. Usually I reserve those for the weekend when I have a little bit more time and I can kind of go at a leisure pace. So whether it's, let's say, Abraham Hicks, maybe it's Tony Robbins, maybe it's Obama, I don't know, whoever it is that can help you prime yourself for peak performance and give you that dose of education and inspiration. Again, podcasts can do the same. I'm just giving out YouTube because it wasn't something that I used to do before. And it's kind of created this really nice routine in the morning to be able to sit down and listen through my headphones for about 10 to 15 minutes. And it just helps me continue keeping a different perspective and outlook on what I'm carrying throughout that day. And I'm actually trying to figure out how to describe Abraham, just because I, again, don't consider myself an expert on this, but Jess Lively's podcast, The Lively Show, is a really, really great resource and a great show to tune in, because she is a massive fan of Jerry and Esther Hicks, and then Abraham Hicks as well. So Abraham is this consciousness that comes through Esther Hicks, and through, it's more of this infinite intelligence. And so when you Google on YouTube, it's actually Esther Hicks in the physical body, but then Abraham comes through Esther Hicks. And so some of the teachings of Abraham is that you are a physical extension of that of which is non-physical, and you are here in this body because you chose to be here, along with the basis of your life is freedom, the purpose of your life is joy. You are the creator, you create with your every thought. Anything you can imagine is yours to be or do or have. As you are choosing your thoughts, your emotions are guiding you, and the universe adores you for it knows your broadest intentions. So relax into the natural well-being, all as well. It really is. These videos have really helped me in managing emotions and the state of consciousness that I find myself in. It really came to me at a point in time when I was super stressed out about some of the things that I was working on, and I kind of went into this dramatic feeling of a downward spiral. And what Abraham calls it is this resistance piece that we meet. So anytime we're not feeling good, we are meeting resistance, and the goal is to get back to that place of feeling good. So if you are in a place where you don't feel good, and if focusing on that thing that you're thinking about continues to not make you feel good, it actually makes you feel worse. Stop thinking about it, or don't stop thinking about it. Again, I'm not trying to teach her teachings because it's intricate, but it's more to say choose thoughts or choose experiences and choose emotions that make you feel good to allow your vibration to raise to a frequency that invites more good in. Again, check out Jess Lively's podcast if you guys want to know more on Abraham and the teachings of Jerry and Esther Hicks. It's phenomenal, and it's been very beneficial to me. The fifth thing is to read a book. Again, not saying everyone needs to do these things, but again, the idea of reading a book is simply to prime yourself, whether you're reading or maybe you use audible.com. But again, it's just like listening to YouTube videos or podcasting, but maybe get something in there for 10 to 15 minutes in the morning. I know like Tim Ferriss's two books that most recently came out are really great in terms of just bite-sized information. So it's about 2 to 3 pages, and you could read maybe one or two of those in the morning. Again, if you have the ability to have a book, or audio's a better fit for you as well. And then the last piece is the meditation piece. So I'll usually actually do the visual exercise in the morning, and then I will head on over to the Chill, which is a meditation studio in Chicago. I hop on my Divi. Takes me about 7 minutes to get there. I show up for a half hour meditation class, and then I come home. Like I said, I'm going to do a full blown experience on what I've learned through the 30 days of meditation and gamifying it so I can get back into it. But it's very interesting for me to have, not interesting, but I would definitely say it's insightful for me to have conversations with people who find meditation to be difficult. And I'm not saying that everybody has to do meditation. It's one of those things that I have such a great experience with it. And I just innately am the type of person that I'm like, oh my gosh, this worked for me. Like, let me tell you. And it has certainly, like, if you imagine a pond or you imagine a lake and it's really windy and the water's crashing up and down, sometimes that can be our mind, and our mind can get this momentum where it goes and it goes and it goes, and the next thing we're thinking these crazy thoughts that do no service to us because we have lost a state of awareness in terms of what we're thinking. And so the beautiful thing about meditation is it really is a practice. Like, I sometimes still go into Chill and I'm like thinking about my grocery list, thinking about what I need to accomplish today and all these different things. But the practice comes in the ability to be able to release the thought and focus on the present moment in the breathing. And even just through the meditation, which Headspace is a great app, and they have ones for 3 minutes and 5 minutes and 10, 15 minutes. And I'll do that if I'm traveling or I can't get into Chill, which is a great, great, great alternative. Otherwise, if you don't want Headspace, you can go on YouTube. Abraham Hicks has a lot of them too. There's a really great one for bed. But I don't listen to it too much because then I have my headphones in my ear and then I've got my electronica close to me and I'm like, it's not a good state, because then I get like a little, it's too tempting for me because then I want to watch a show. Anyway, so yeah, really, even I encourage you, if you're not a meditator yet, it's definitely like, maybe encourage yourself, say, I'm going to do it for 7 days, five minutes a day. And because even when I would do meditation, I would find myself making excuses to not do the 10-minute meditation. And I've listened to so many podcasts where they talk about, well, if you can't do meditation for 10 minutes, you should be doing it for an hour. Like, who doesn't have 10 minutes to meditate? And it's kind of laughable, and it's very true. And actually, I believe that. I'm like, oh yeah, okay, it's 10 minutes. Like, why do I keep pushing this off? Like, it is... the benefits for me to meditate have dramatically, like, the benefits are drastic enough that there's crazy value in doing it. And I think when you first start, it's a little odd. Like, I'm going to sit here with my thoughts for 5-10 minutes. This is crazy. And then you do it and you might be like, well, that didn't work. All I did was think the whole time. Well, that's kind of normal, and it's a progression. And people still think even for how many times they've done it. So yeah, to recap, I know I'm going on a little bit. I'm just very excited to recap again. Drink more water. Think about like, okay, how are the ways? Can I put a glass of water ready for me to go in the morning? Or like, what is going to trigger me to start drinking more water? Which is pretty simple. Shouldn't take up too much time. Even do that throughout the day. But if you can get them right in the morning, especially if you're a coffee drinker like myself, it's really great to overhydrate for that, because we dehydrate with coffee, but it's so good. Practicing gratitude, again, doesn't have to be a formal sit down. You can be walking out your door, walking to your car, saying to yourself, I'm grateful for my car to take me to work. I am grateful to have an office inside my house. I am grateful that my legs allow me to walk. So even if it's not written down, still verbally saying it, because we don't have an excuse not to be grateful for even a second. We all have time, like a second or 10 seconds to say something. And then the third is visualization. This one I definitely recommend to be stagnant or to be sitting of some sort and to really be focused for 5 minutes to be able to do that, to think about our day and how we want to look at it. And then 4 and 5, listen to YouTube videos, read books, listen to podcasts or audiobooks, even if it's 5-10 minutes, but there's a lot of time where we're in transit, which we can get that in as well. And then even meditate, even if it's for 3 minutes, Headspace has, like I said, that option to practice that. So I want to thank you guys for hanging with me till the end. This is actually, I was really excited to do this solo cast, and I'm excited to be doing a lot more, especially coming up, because I think it really allows us to connect as like listeners and then the host. And I'm just sitting in my den right now. I'm looking at my computer screen and I'm seeing the recorder and I'm like, gosh, I'm here all by myself. But I know you guys are out there as well. The She Did It Her Way Summit is coming up. It's like a week out from when this podcast launches, which is so, so exciting. I couldn't help but that through this process and planning this one, that there are so many more ideas that I have too that are going to come alive for next year. So make sure you guys stay tuned. I'm going to share all that information with you come in May or as soon as I have it as well. But thank you guys so much. If you guys are enjoying the podcast, I would love, love, love for you to leave an iTunes review. Let me know what you're thinking, how you like it. And I would love to give you a shout out on the podcast in the future upcoming episodes as well. I hope you guys have an amazing day.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast episode. For more information, check out shedidherway.com. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I would love for you to leave me a review on iTunes and let me know what you think. Until next time, keep doing it your way.